Welcome to the very first episode of The American Story. Stories about what it is that makes America beautiful and worthy of our love. This is Chris Flannery with the Claremont Institute. I call this one, America the Beautiful. Beauty in a man, as Aristotle thought of it, is the outward bloom of inward goodness. What is good is intrinsically most worthy of love, but it is beauty that draws the soul's attention to the love-worthy thing. Beauty awakens love. And since no country can live without love, and since I live in this country, I was thinking about what it is that makes America beautiful, what it is that makes America good. I was doing this in the kind of freedom that seems at home in America when my thoughts turned in a certain way to my native city of Los Angeles. America in my lifetime has seemed very interesting among all the places in the world at any time. Like Athens in the time of Pericles, or Rome under Augustus, England in the age of Victoria. America, even in the earliest imaginations of it, was the new world to Europe's old world. And California seems to be to America something like what America is to Europe. The American dream took on fresh life in the California dream. And when one thinks of the beautiful California dream, one thinks immediately of the palm trees of Los Angeles in sunny January, and in particular of the city of dreams, Hollywood. I thought something like this. The old world cultivated souls so complex as to need a Dostoevsky or a Proust to explore their labyrinths. That old world spread languorously across the continent, like a woman with a history. The earth herself seems layered there, with every aspiration and every disappointment known to man. Tragedy has been heaped upon heroism, lost innocence upon betrayal, for 100 generations. The rich soil sighs with memory, groans with atavistic prejudice and pride, weeps with lifetimes of lost hope and regret. The rivers trace the margins of 10,000 victories and 10,000 defeats, conquests and submission to the sword. Invading and retreating armies have crossed and recrossed every plain, creating nations, races, myths in their wake. Every mountain range looms a monumental witness to the endless human folly and grandeur. The cities are encyclopedias, the great old buildings, epic poems. Every street and alley whispers ancient secrets to the night. In LA, on the other hand, we have the Hollywood sign. And somehow this seems partly to explain and to confirm Philip Marlowe's Rueful Reflection and Raymond Chandler's The Long Goodbye. In Hollywood, as he said, anything can happen. Anything at all. Is not that a small American beauty? A thing to be loved a little, wistfully, with caution? To prove that anything at all can happen in Hollywood, I took a teacher friend from Ohio to the Club Republic on La Cienega and Melrose Place, where you enter past a waterfall and a giant antler chandelier. And wine fairies fly in harnesses high up the glass tower of wine to bring your divined French Chablis back from heaven to earth. All the wine fairies are as beautiful as film stars. But there are so many beautiful women in Los Angeles, they can't make enough movies to accommodate them. So they become wine fairies. They don't have wine fairies in Ohio. Maybe that's why my friend became a teacher. We have all seen the California economy becoming very unbeautiful these past few years. So Republic had to close its doors, along with so many other wine fairy establishments. And suddenly, there were more and more beautiful teachers in LA Unified School District, with wings. Seventh grade boys began carrying all their school books home with them for the first time and swearing to one another, "I will never forget anything again." But of course they will forget. Los Angeles is not called Lotus Land, the land of forgetfulness for no reason. Memory rests lightly on LA. which seems forever to be cruising Sunset Boulevard in a convertible, in the happy superficiality of continual newness. And is there not a peculiarly fresh and charming American beauty even in this Angelino insouciance? Come to L.A., it sings, and sit on a green knoll apart, and forget the unbearable wrongs of a broken world. But if America is going to be beautiful, there are things that must not be forgotten. This Buckeye teacher, for example, had a student, Michael. He studied with her in seventh grade and again as a senior in high school in the small town of Ashland, Ohio, where people still know one another. He was beautiful. He was the best of us, as she said to me, and everybody saw it. And he went on from high school to an ROTC program in college, and from there to Iraq as First Lieutenant Michael Runyon, 52nd Infantry, 2nd Striker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, out of Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, deployed for his first tour of duty on July 1, 2010. 3 weeks later, on July 21st, at the age of 24, he died in Balad, Iraq, of injuries sustained when insurgents attacked his convoy. This was reported in the local paper in Ashland on Saturday, July 24th, 2010. I happened to be in town and found a crumpled copy of the paper in a laundromat that morning. And of course, Ashland was just one small Ohio town in July 2010. In one way or another, we all have our Michaels. They come from every part of America, every generation. They are numberless, and some of them are buried unnamed. What can make a country worthy of such sacrifice? I think only its beauty. And good teachers like Michael's understand where that beauty comes from, what goodness gives it its bloom. And they cherish that goodness and preserve it like an apple of gold in their teaching, so that it is understood and loved and never forgotten, even in L.A. Thanks for being part of the American story. If you'd like to learn more about these stories or how you might support them, please visit our website at www.theamericanstorypodcast.org. That's theamericanstorypodcast.org. This is Chris Flannery with the Claremont Institute, where we are working to recover the American idea, the most important work in America.